And oh, suppose I dream all night. In the morning I'll say
I dreamed all night.
And oh, suppose I wake up real early. I'll say, tell about it. I say, like what?
I woke up early.
Ever say awaken?
Yes, I say that too. I listen to you hear that pretty often.
You said, which one would you say yourself?
Oh, I don't know. I expect that's it. I say I wake up early, and I do. I wake up about 4 o'clock in the morning.
Do you? This morning you
woke up.
And, suppose a dog started chasing a cat. The cat ran over to a tree and did what?
Ran up the tree.
Or did what else to the tree?
Scale the tree or scam the tree?
Or what else? What is another way of saying it? Well, you say the boy did what to the tree?
Climb the tree.
And if a child comes up with something someday that you didn't know that the child knew before, you're very surprised, you say, I didn't know you knew that. Who?
Where'd you get it?
Yeah, or who, what?
Who gave it to you?
Mm-hmm. Or, what else might you say?
Where'd you find that? Or?
Well, I wonder what you'd say, who, you're asking the child, who, pretty sure the child didn't pick it up at school, so didn't get it from a teacher. So you say, who
told you that?
You say, who learned you that?
Yeah, good.
Or, who teached you that?
Either one, I expect.
Who taught you that?
Or where you picked that up.
What would you say after the word who?
Who taught you that? That don't sound too good.
What would you? What would sound better?
I don't know.
Suppose you'd given a friend a gift some years ago and you forgot all about it, and then you were visiting him sometime, and suppose it was a lamp or something, and you say, well, where'd you get that lamp? That's a nice lamp. And he'd say, oh, don't you remember? That's the one you what?
Gave me.
And suppose you started doing a work of some kind, and I'll change it. You just sat down to dinner, and a friend came along, and you'd invited them to come to dinner.